RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
It's the Power of Health show, and thank you for coming back to the show. We appreciate your tuning in. Today, we are looking at the process of eating clean, working our bodies in a healthier fashion, and of course, paying attention as well to our bodies from the inside out. The thing is, without addressing the inside of your body, finding balance, and correcting all the internal problems and distress, the visible outside of your body, you know, the one that you see in the mirror every day and everybody else sees, will be screaming out loud that this person has ignored their health. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American Probiotic Industry. And in our second segment, a special guest will join us, Amy Valpone, a Manhattan-based celebrity personal chef, culinary nutritionist, professional recipe developer, food photographer, and writer specializing in simple gluten-free clean recipes for the home cook. She has continuing education certifications from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and Columbia University, as well as the Drugless Practitioners of America, and the author of the new hot book on the scene, Eating Clean by Amy Valpone. So, Natasha, here we are looking at our lives. We get up every morning and we get ready and we look at ourselves from the outside in, you know, looking at ourselves in the mirror. And some people just kind of glide over health in general. And we don't realize that we really do have to find a better way of living. And that involves three things, obviously diet, exercise, and probiotics. But, you know, when you and I were talking, we were talking about personalizing the diet. And that's a big thing.
Yes, absolutely, Jeffrey. We have to find what works for us. I think that we spend so little time figuring out how to make ourselves healthy. I think the fast-paced lifestyle where everybody's so busy they can't even talk to each other, let alone think about things, I think that now is the time, if you want to improve your health, is to really take an evaluation moment and see where your life is. And if you're really feeling that health that is, you know, integral part of us getting up in the morning and enjoying our life, I think that taking the time to understand what foods work for ourselves and what foods we should include in our diet will make a great difference in our life. And why do we need a true probiotic supplement every day? Because we have changed the external environment. The external environment now is much more polluted with very dangerous microbes that are introduced into our diet every day. And contrary to popular belief, organic vegetables have a lot bigger bacterial load than pesticide-laden vegetables. So am I approving of pesticide-laden vegetables? Absolutely not. But people have to understand that organic means inclusion of natural microbes, and those natural microbe colonies have changed because of what we have done to the environment previously. So I think it's, again, my bottom line is that not taking information out of context, but really thinking about what it is we need to do to make ourselves healthy each and every day.
And the thing about it is we have to be able to realize that what diet may be good for somebody may not be the diet for you. We have to start listening, and we have to start knowing how we feel and understand that a diet, a personalized diet, takes into consideration your life, your stress, your activities. And I think we make it really, really difficult. And I think we make it harder than we need to.
Yes, because what happens is that, you know, we're, the parents of today's children are so busy, and, you know, they're getting these prepared foods. And even the prepared foods from a whole food market, you know, is not something maybe that the child should be getting every day. So we have to rethink our whole eating and dietary patterns and our supplementation. I think that we are really attuned into listening to the last segment of what we heard from anybody else talking about. And that's where our, you know, failing is, because if you look at 60 years of health food concepts on the market, and the question I keep repeating each and every segment that we have of this show is the American public healthier today with all these health foods concepts around, or less healthy than they were even 30 years ago? And I think overwhelmingly we'll have to say we're are much less healthy, and we have to now start really thinking critically and changing that or shifting that paradigm.
The other part of this picture, of course, part of your healthy trinity of the three things that are so important, exercise is hard. It seems to be an evil word for people out there because they equate the idea of exercise with running a marathon or having to go to the gym every single day. But exercise is also about finding out, you know, listening to your body and seeing what it needs and looking to a way of finding a passion of something that you can do that keeps you active. And then, you know, talking to professionals, maybe getting a personal trainer or getting some guidance and then just doing it. It's about deciding to do something that you can enjoy or at least mildly enjoy and still get the job done.
Yeah, and then I say, you know, I think the joke is if you've talked to anybody in fitness and exercise programs is that they sign you up for a series of something and you feel good. Oh, I've signed up. I'm going to change my life. And then you get discouraged because it's overwhelming. So that's why, you know, I offer, you know, a free pamphlet developed by our friend Joni Greggins that just tells you about simple walking exercises that you can engage in every day. Or, you know, get a friend. Get a friend that, you know, you just walk around even the mall if you need to on a daily basis just to get out and see people. I think the electronic element of our life has made us recluse, and we're all shut out in rooms where there's no fresh air, there's no sunlight, and we're definitely not engaging in exercise. And even people who do engage in some exercise do it in a darkened room with no sunlight. I think we have to start thinking about these things and how our bodies were designed to function, because I said if you ran your machines the way you run your body, they would be dead in a few hours, not, you know, a lifetime that we take to destroy our body and our health.
Well, we do have a tendency to pay attention to the craziest things. And, you know, and every one of us at one point in our life has had these coulda, shoulda, wouldas. And, you know, we have great goals and aspirations. And I was actually talking with someone at the conference this weekend, and she said that she started a dieting program in August of last year because she wanted to look really good for Expo this year. And she said then it was September and October and November and December. And then she said, well, I'll start it in January. And she said 3 days before the show, she had to go buy clothes that were bigger because she never, ever got around to get going. And I said, you know, I said, we have to also be motivated. We have to motivate ourselves to be healthy. You know, it's not, there's no magic wand, you know, so the diet, personalizing a diet, learning an exercise that's comfortable for you, choosing good supplements and a quality probiotic strain. These are things that you just have to do. And I think a lot of people have a lot of great, great ideas, but we don't apply them.
Exactly. And I think we're listening to Amy in our next segment. We'll tell her personal story. And I tell everybody that, you know, a quality, well-made probiotic is really becoming essential because, you know, even the bacteria have an influence on what we think and whether or not we have cravings. And the more junk food we have and the less exercise we have, those bacteria interact with us and make us, it's almost like an addiction. They actually act on that addiction. So it's not that complex. It's really simple. And we're going to give you the tools every week how you can approach this problem from many directions and find the right direction for you.
You know, I think the thing is being in that state of mind to make a change. I want everybody to know that when you're looking at the big picture, try to keep that healthy trinity idea in mind. Great quality diet, personalized for you, an exercise program that works and you can be passionate about it, and at the same time, quality probiotics. These are the things that are truly the most important things for you to be looking at, because this is what makes up your health inside and out and gives you the quality, the integrity to head in a healthier direction, because it really is important. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.